Hey Megs, this is Marion, and you are listening to Meg's Moments, a podcast about all things related to entrepreneurship, business, millennials, and pop culture. It is January 21st, 2019, and this is episode number 2. Our millennials attaining greatness out there, I hope you guys are having a great week so far. I know it's only Monday. The weekend is always a tough thing to come from, especially when you gotta go to your 9-to-5 and then come home and hustle. But don't worry, it will be worth it. Been pretty busy on my end, actually. I am currently working at a 9-to-5 job and also focusing on establishing and running Megs. So things do get heavy and I'm quite busy on my plate, but it's all well worth it in the end. So on the podcast today, we're actually going to be talking about Fyre Festival. Netflix and Hulu actually both dropped documentaries on this festival that essentially took place, I believe it was in 2000 and either 18 or 17, I can't quite remember, but I do remember seeing all of this basically unfold via social media. And not sure if you guys have ever heard of a company called Jerry News. They're pretty popular on social media. And they basically focus on just sharing information and news via social media outlets. So basically, they were somewhat involved with Fyre Festival in terms of the marketing and promotion. And you're going to find out that things basically, the ish hits the fan. And so Jerry Media decides to capitalize on this very moment and all the footage and content they eventually capture. They decide to turn into a documentary highlighting the ups and downs and ultimately the failure of this huge festival. So yeah, I learned a lot from this, and I figured, you know, as I usually love to do, I'm all things lists and lessons. So we're going to be sharing some of those things with you guys today. Some pretty good takeaways that we took from this documentary. And if any of you guys have watched it and you've had an opportunity to kind of soak it all in, if you have any lessons learned or best practices from this, please share them with us via social media at Megs Consults on all social media platforms. We'd love to hear your opinions. So a little background on this, I don't want to give too much away, but basically there's this guy named Billy McFarland who decides he's going to start a business. I think he'd owned a few business ventures before, but he's your average young millennial who, hey, wants to get into business. Basically anything that's going to make him money, he's down for. And so he kind of ventured off into party promotion eventually. And then one day decides, you know what, I'm going to start this artist booking platform. There's lots of opportunities in this to make money, and essentially decides one day that he's going to basically throw this festival, okay? This luxury festival. And hey, seems like a great business move. You've got Coachella out there, you've got festivals like Lollapalooza, Made in America, Broccoli Festival. So people are doing this. It's not like this is the first time anybody's ever run a festival, but he decides he wants to go big or go home. And so he basically utilizes this partnership he has with rapper Ja Rule and with his booking platform called Fyre, and decides, hey, we're going to launch this thing. It's going to be luxurious. It's going to be big, and it's going to be expensive. And so basically the first step that they take is to go to this private island and get all these social media influencers and models to come out and basically promote this thing. They pay them a whack ton of money to promote this event on socials. And the hype starts, okay? In the first day of them dropping their promo video, they managed to sell out 95% of their tickets. And in my opinion, that's amazing marketing, because essentially nobody had really, this festival had never happened before. Nobody really knew these guys, but everybody was so excited about what was to come. So they did a really good job marketing. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this entire thing was supposed to take place on an island somewhere in the Caribbean. So really cool, really exciting, really amazing. And again, their marketing strategy was great. Like by the end of that launch, everybody knew what Fyre was. Everybody was anticipating this festival, and they were kids spending a ton load of money to go to this thing just so they can say on social media, hey, I was at Fyre Festival. As the documentary continues, you know, yeah, you start to see, like, once they're done promoting this event, like, it's literally downhill from there. So Billy's fraudulent behavior, the limited cash they have, and the somewhat oblivious, and I guess I guess, blindfold willingness of his teammates, as well as limited timing and bad logistics, result in the worst festival attempt ever. Like, it's bad, guys. And so these are some of the takeaways that I learned from this particular documentary that I think would be beneficial for every entrepreneur, leader, and honestly, anybody that works at a business in general in any type of leadership capacity. These are lessons that I think you should definitely take away from this particular documentary. So lesson number one, plan ahead. So the one thing that I noticed was they'd done a really great job marketing this whole thing, but when push came to shove and it was time to actually basically plan out the logistics for the event, they were doing it like 6 months out, which is not enough time at all. One guy in the documentary even mentioned that if you are planning a festival, you need about 12 months to do what they were trying to do in that short time span. So you need to plan ahead. You want to run a festival, you want to run a conference, you want to do a big promo or a big collab, you need to plan ahead. Find the necessary people on your team. Make sure that you figured out your dates. Make sure that you've secured your funding. Make sure that you know that, like, how much time is going to be required for me to do this or that? How much time is going to be required for me to rent a car for this amazing commercial that I want to shoot? You need to plan ahead. You need to know your logistics. You need to know where everything is going to be at every single time in order to ensure that what it is you're trying to pursue can be done effectively. And if not being done the way you initially planned, having a backup plan so that if plan A fails, there's plan B and C. You always have to have a contingency plan, and that's what makes a good leader. That's what makes a good and effective business. So another lesson that I learned was don't market what you can't provide. There is nothing worse than somebody being like, hey, this is what I'm gonna get for you. Or like, think for example when you buy a product online and you're like, okay, well, this is what I know I want. I've heard a lot about a lot of brands abroad. Maybe it's a random brand that you saw online and you're like, okay, they're selling shirts for like $2. Or like sometimes people are like, oh wow, I saw this elegant dress and it was on sale from this like random website for $14. This must be a great deal. When you get your item, it comes in 10 times too big. The seams are terrible. And this is because basically what they promoted to you is not what they're providing for you. And that's not the kind of company or kind of business owner you want to be. You want to ensure that what you tell your consumers you're going to provide for them, you'll be able to provide for them. So whether that's good and effective communication, great customer service, good quality products, on-time responses, if this is something that you say you're going to provide to your clients, make sure that you do it. And if it's something you know you cannot do, don't basically promote it with the hope that you'll eventually be able to do it. If it's not something you can do in the now, don't convince your consumers that you can, because they will end up disappointed. It will tarnish your reputation, and honestly, it might remove you from the game overall. Another great lesson that I learned from this, and I'm actually going to do a separate podcast on this eventually, is the power and the importance and the, I guess essentially the liability of on influencers when it comes to promoting in this time. Okay, influencers right now are a big ticket promotional feature. Anybody that wants to promote something, brands are moving away from doing TV promos based on like their demographic, and they're just going straight to influencers who are ultimately influencing our purchasing decisions, our buying decisions, our lifestyle choices. And so if you decide you are going to be an influencer, you need to know that what you promote is what you co-sign. The minute you say, hey, I'm promoting flat tummy tea, one, your tummy better be flat in the next 6 months because you've convinced me that that's what it's going to be. And two, you also need to convince me that you've also essentially convinced me that this product is good and healthy because you've co-signed it. And so as an influencer, you need to remember that you are ethically responsible and now legally responsible for what it is you're promoting. You never, ever, ever want to be like, hey, I promoted this thing, and you didn't let your followers or the people that are, you know, kind of plugged into you know that this is an advertisement or a sponsorship, and as a result somebody dies from using a product that you've co-signed that you essentially were never even really using. And so you need to remember, if you're an influencer, you have a large responsibility to A, be very transparent with your following, B, use products that you would actually use, and C, do some research into what it is you're co-signing and you're promoting, because like you could be promoting death and we don't want that. You don't want that behind your brand. That ends it all for you, and not even just for the company, but for you as well, because you are now the marketing and promotional vehicle that they've used to sell their products. So keep that in mind, all influencers, anybody that wants to be an influencer, there comes a large ethical and moral responsibility behind all of that. So next thing, following the trend doesn't always work. Listen, you see somebody doing something cool and you're like, hey, we're gonna hop on this. Just because we're all in the same market and we produce the same things, it should work out for us. That is not always the case. And again, Billy was a perfect example of this. You know, he was like, okay, everybody's doing music festivals. We have money. We have some type of clout. We've got a legitimate business to stand on. Why not just go for hosting a festival? The reality of the situation was every single person that Billy eventually had on his team, including Ja Rule, had never actually organized a festival before. And it's not a small feat. This is not something like that you just do and hope it works out. Like, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. There's a lot of money that goes into it. There's a lot of human resources that goes into it. And they did not consider all of that. If you do decide you want to do something that a lot of other companies in your particular demographic are doing, or even something that like might be totally different that you see is taking place in another industry, there are a few things that you need to do first. You need to assess your demographic. Is this going to work for them? If you decide you're going to introduce this new product, or you're going to introduce this new thing or this new service, is this actually going to fall in line with what your demographic wants? And that's why research, market research, and even like focus groups and speaking to your actual consumers, getting feedback is so important. And we love the research aspect here at Megs, and we often tend to do that for our clients. You need to also double check your capabilities. Are you actually able to do whatever it is you're telling yourself if you do want to go on trend? So if going on trend means you're going to be $100,000 over your budget, is that a wise thing to do? No, you don't have the money. And at the end of the day, your risk is not going to be worth your reward. And speaking of risk, do you have a risk management plan in place? If things go left, what are you going to do because you are willing to take this risk based on what the market or based on what the trend is at the moment? Is it really worth it? And I'm not telling you not to follow trend at all. You need to know that sometimes in things like fashion, like when there is a trend, everyone's doing it, you can hop on it, especially if you've already amalgamated a particular level of clout or brand for yourself. But there are some things that I just would not recommend doing, especially if you are in an entrepreneurial venture of a smaller size. It's just too risky financially, from a consumer perspective and from a reputation perspective. So just assess all of those things prior to following what is in trend. Another thing that I think is extremely, extremely important, and this is not even something that I just learned from this documentary, but in general, as a business owner, as a leader in business, you need to have an accountability partner. Honestly, you need to have one of these in life. And as I watched the documentary, there was an older gentleman, I believe his name was Andy, who essentially stepped in to like guide Billy throughout the whole process. And as I was watching it, it was literally me watching one of those parents who are like, you know, I have a kid and they're not my kid, they're actually my friend. And you're like, your kid is a hot mess. And that's what this was. This guy just kept co-signing all of Billy's like missteps and bad decisions and like crazy like attempts at solutions. Like every single time Billy would do something dumb, he would be like, oh man, Billy, this is a little tricky. But he would never tell him, Billy, this is a bad idea. And even as he was speaking, all the way up until the end, irrespective of what had happened, you could tell he kept trying to paint the picture of Billy being this like innocent kid who had made a few bad choices and like this was the end result of it. But it's that was never the situation, okay? And I think it was so important for Billy to have surrounded himself with people who were going to be like, hey Billy, what you're doing is terrible. This is a bad idea. This is not good from a business perspective. Honestly, from an ethics and moral perspective, this is terrible. And he didn't have that. Ja Rule was around just always talking about, hey, this is how we make our money and this is how things are going to be great. Andy was kind of like coddling him the whole time. The employees were very like reserved in terms of what they could say, which I totally understand. You don't want to come out the gate telling your boss that what they're doing is dumb, because at the end of the day, that's your pay and then that's your job on the line. So I get it. But there should have been a party involved who was kind of holding Billy accountable. And honestly, oftentimes that's a mentor. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking for somebody to hold you accountable, start developing real organic relationships and help yourself find a mentor. And that person will be able to keep you in check. They'll be able to keep you accountable. And obviously, for the most part, we're all adults. So your accountability partner is not going to treat you like a kid, but they're going to be able to help you see clearly. They're going to be able to show you the realities of what it is you're trying to pursue and whether or not it's a good or a bad idea. So find somebody that's going to hold you accountable, a clear-headed, realistic individual that's going to provide us a good checks and balance. Last but certainly not least, be honest. Billy was not honest. Honestly, the only word I can use to sum up, or two words I can use to sum up this guy, are fraud and liar. And we eventually see that, like, Fyre Festival was not his first bout at being a dishonest businessman. And that's not one thing. That's one thing you never ever want anybody to identify you as an entrepreneur, somebody who's dishonest, because that automatically ruins your brand. That automatically ruins anybody's trust in you. That automatically ruins people's perception of you. And in business, that's really all you have: people's perception of you and your product and your service. And so you need to make sure that you serve as an honest and good person all the time. So like I said, Billy wasn't honest. He lied to everybody. He lied to his employees. He lied to investors. He lied to the public. And that was the worst thing that he could have done, because at the end of the day, his continuous lying resulted in him potentially putting a whole bunch of teenagers and young people in danger when he did try to pursue or execute the entire festival. So be honest. And if you're not sure about something when you're attempting to run an event or release a new product or do something on socials, or you're stating something that you claim is a fact, before you do that, make sure you're checking the truth. And you can do this through, honestly, Google is everybody's friend. You can literally Google whether or not whatever it is you're sharing is legitimate. Or get a lawyer. Lawyers are so extremely helpful. They help you really understand the legalities of things. If you're going to pursue something, how much trouble can you get in if you go step over this line? Are you legally allowed to do this? So you need to have a lawyer on board, or see a lawyer who's going to help you really determine and understand whether or not what you're doing is honest and correct. And so, yeah, that's really all we have for you today. Let me tell you again, this documentary was insane. Okay, it really revealed a lot about I think festival culture in general. And I think a part of everybody that was involved was kind of like, you know, when you watch those documentaries, or like when you watch those like videos on YouTube where people are like, okay, it's New York Fashion Week, this is all the crazy and hoopla that's going on, we're trying to build a dress in the last minute, and you see all of that riskiness and that like craziness and that like insaneness, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, because at the end of the day, we know they're able to pull this off. Guys, that always doesn't have to be the narrative of your life, okay? I don't know if any of you guys have been university students before, but that little bit of adrenaline slash stress you get when you're like, okay, I'm gonna write this 45-page paper the night before it's due. As you progress into an adult, you realize that those sleepless nights, that stress, that anxiety is really not worth it, okay? And so don't be like Billy. Don't be like the guys at Fyre. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Do what's right. Do what's ethical. Do what's good. And yeah, just make sure you're being a really, really good business person. And I think everything will fall into place. Thank you for listening to this episode of Meg's Moments. We hope you really enjoyed the information and the tips and tricks that we had to share with you all. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week. Follow us on social media on all platforms at Meg's Consults, and head over to our website at www.megsconsults.com. Send us an email if you're interested in starting your own business, growing your business, or just have any questions at info@megsconsults.com. We'll see you later. Bye.